This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear a Colstrip pollution challenge. U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts declined to intervene, leaving new air pollution standards to remain in place. Colstrip power plant owners and utility companies that had asked the High Court to halt new pollution rules set out by the Biden administration and the Environmental Protection Agency will have to go forward. The court's decision not to hear the case was part of a one-sentence order simply saying that the court had refused to take up the matter, leaving the current rules challenged but in place. Briefings on the air pollution restrictions still are filed with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. In previous court filings, the owners of Colstrip said that the new clean air rules fall disproportionately on the power plant owners who face a $350 million price tag to upgrade the plant. If upgrades aren't made, the owners could shut down the coal-burning plant. Colstrip is routinely identified as one of the dirtiest, most polluting power plants in America, largely because the owners have not put in place more modern pollution control systems. In a brief filed to Roberts, the owners argued that even if they did invest as much as $350 million to upgrade the plant's life expectancy is too short to be able to recoup the cost economically. Colstrip has failed to install equipment that has been installed in more than 170 other power plants. Modern pollution controls like bag houses or electrostatic precipitators are in place across the country, and some of the technology has been commercially available and used for more than 50 years. Durf Johnson, Deputy Director of the Montana Environmental Information Center, said, "Now that the U.S. Supreme Court has stated that the Clean Air Rule can move forward, Northwestern Energy must finally plan to address its serious pollution problem at the Colstrip coal-fired power plant. It can no longer pretend that lead and arsenic aren't harming public health." A report from the EPA that outlined the pollutants released by Colstrip from 2012 through 2022 includes 3 tons of lead, 1.5 tons of arsenic, 2 tons of chromium, 14 tons of manganese, 2 tons of nickel, and 6 tons of selenium. MEIC said, "Colstrip Unit 4 has the highest emission rate for toxic emissions than any other coal-fired unit in the country. It has struggled to meet the current, more lax standard. Colstrip Unit 3 also releases a significant amount of filterable particulate emissions, ranking the 3rd highest in the pollutant emission rate in the nation." With more than 4.5 million visits to Yellowstone National Park each year, park roads and facilities receive a lot of wear and tear, and the window in which to do most of the maintenance and improvements happens during a short and very busy summer season. One of the largest infrastructure projects in the park is the replacement of the Yellowstone River Bridge on the Northeast Entrance Road near Tower Junction. The original bridge from 1963 is being replaced with a new bridge on a new approach and alignment. The new bridge will be 1,175 feet long and 162 feet high, stretching over the Yellowstone River. The project also includes an expanded Yellowstone River picnic area and overlook parking areas. The project is funded by the Great American Outdoors Act. The bridge, approaches, overlook, and parking areas are slated to be finished in 2026. There is more information about the infrastructure improvement projects occurring throughout the park at go.nps.gov/yell infrastructure. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.